Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you all are having an absolutely terrific, blessed day today, as always. Hope you have a fantastic Friday. Hope you guys are enjoying yourself and you guys are ready for another fantastic weekend. And be sure, if you guys need anything, the product of the week, B-Complex formula, on sale right now. Incredibly good formula. And it was interesting, last night I was going over some research because I haven't pulled up some of my old archive articles in a while. And I pulled one up from 2016. And the title of the article was, it's a research study, was B Vitamins and the Brain, Mechanisms, Dose, and Efficacy, a Review. And what's cool about it, a couple of the abstracts in here as far as the beginning abstract and then in the conclusion, it says their collective efforts are particularly prevalent to numerous aspects of brain function with B vitamins, including energy production, DNA and RNA synthesis and repair, genomic and non-genomic methylation, and the synthesis of numerous neurochemicals and signaling molecules. That's why B-complex is so important for mood and dopamine and serotonin. Further evidence from human research clearly shows both that a significant proportion of the population of developed countries suffer from deficiencies or inefficiencies in one or more of these groups of vitamins, and that in the absence of an optimal diet, administration of entire methylated B vitamin groups rather than a small subset at doses greatly in excess of the current governmental recommendations would be a rational approach for preserving brain health. And so what they're saying here is the recommendations they give you, the stupid little numbers that are completely minuscule, that those are your daily allowance that you need to have, they're ridiculously low. The same thing with D3 now, where they're saying, you know, you need like 600 IUs of D3 a day. That's the daily recommended dosage. They're coming back now and they're saying, no, it needs to be more like 2,000 to 3,000 because we're having a massive problem with people that are completely depleted of D3. And so this is a reason why we put together these formulas. This is why they work so good. So be sure, check it out. On sale, healthmasters.com, B-complex formula. And I told you guys yesterday, I got a lot of feedback from it. We're trying to get an entirely new opening and approach for the community with Team Health Masters now. So be sure to follow us at Team Health Masters, T-E-A-M underscore Health Masters, Team underscore Health Masters on Instagram. And what we're going to do to kind of incentivize everybody to get on there and build a community with really everybody's like-minded with us now. And so I've kind of had this idea of expanding something and making something much bigger, having the ability for people to communicate, connect, whether, you know, hang out with each other, whether do business with each other, whether go back and forth with different reviews on supplements. If you could go on to Team underscore Health Masters on our Instagram and you like us, basically follow us, like a post and put a comment on the post, we'll send you a DM directly with a coupon code for our website at healthmasters.com for like 5% off or anything you want. I'll make it store-wide just to incentivize you guys to leave a review on the products and like and follow us. So get on Instagram, like, follow us, and leave us a review, and we'll send you a DM with a coupon code. I appreciate the support of that, and that's really going to help us expand it back again and rebuilding it, because like I said, we had to start all over with our Instagram and keeping it very nutrition-based and health-based so we can really help out more people as the information, and I should say disinformation, is getting so aggressive across the board. We're trying to have a platform that, even though I know it can get banned a lot, if we keep it the way we're doing it right now, we continue to expand it, we can have at least a community where people can connect with one another, especially through comments. So again, Team underscore Health Masters on Instagram, and be sure to like, follow, and send, and basically write a comment, and we'll send you guys a coupon code. I appreciate everything you guys do on that. And how are you doing this morning, Deb?
I'm doing absolutely great, Austin. I've had my B-complex this morning
already. There you go, so did I.
And so I'm kicking along on all cylinders like I talked about yesterday, so I'm doing
V12's
good.
V12's ripping.
And I saw this article this morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring this up. You know, Nancy Pelosi angry that Laken Riley's killer was described as an illegal by Joe Biden, and she said it should have been undocumented. And, you know, the thing this woman doesn't understand, I don't guess, of course, there could be some problems with her personally, since her husband likes to pick guys up in bars with hammers in their underwear. You guys remember when all that happened?
Yeah, you remember that? The cops showed up, and the guy didn't break in. He's in the house with Nancy Pelosi's husband. Nancy Pelosi's husband's drunk. The guy's walking around with a hammer.
And he met him in a bar earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, the cameras were turned off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what? I don't know if I want to go there.
It's like a really bad gay soap opera gone really
bad.
Yeah,
it's really bizarre.
It's some sick stuff. And then, you know, and Jim Ryan, I'm going to stop for 1 second. We're picking on Nancy Pelosi right now. We're going to go and just really pick on her right now since she's such a moron.
Just don't show a photo of her on the show.
Oh,
don't do that to our
gosh.
Listeners. Please don't.
No, I'm not.
Please
don't. She's worse than that cat picture.
Oh,
and,
gosh,
you know, it's funny because, I mean, you know, Jim Rohn said something interesting. He said, there's nothing worse than being stupid. Remember that?
Yeah, that's rough.
And I laughed and I said, yeah, there's nothing worse than being stupid. He goes, no, there's something worse. He says, being sick and being stupid.
That's pretty bad.
He says, that's worse. And he goes, it doesn't get any worse than that. He goes, well, no, it does get worse than that. It's being ugly and sick and stupid. I'm just done with Jim Rohn said. Don't fuss at me. And so Nancy kind of fills that in. She's like ugly, sick, and stupid. And then we got to figure out how do you take $200,000, $170,000, or $200,000 a year salary and end up walking out of this doggone election stuff and this house stuff, you know, with $120 million net worth on the books. And that's just on the books. So you got to ask yourself a question. And then a lot of people say that she was part of a crime family out of California. No, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? There's a lot of crime families running around, apparently. I mean, look at the Biden crime family. It's unbelievable. But, you know, so we've got – so here we have this woman who's I'm sitting here looking at her, Austin, and I'm about to go hurl. This is awful.
I don't want to see a photo of her. Just don't put a photo of her. We're live. We don't do that.
No. And then you sit back and you look at it and you go, what the heck are these people thinking? You know, this woman is beyond ugly and stupid. And you know, she's – and I'm not picking on her for her age. I got that. It's okay. But, I mean, she's like a mummy. And, you know, what's up with that? And so I'm to the point now that I want to see a lot of these people kind of step out. It was like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean,
it reaches a point, too, where it's like if the health issue – I mean, she's been on – she's done so many podiums and where she's up there and she's not even making any sense. She freezes up. She sounds unbelievably drunk. She's incoherent.
Well, she does drink a lot.
Yeah. When it came up, how much money she spends on online as far as airline alcohol consumption on the private jets.
$100,000 on private jets on alcohol.
The taxpayers paid for, by the way, because it was expenditures.
Just get on an airplane and just fly back and forth to California every week. Private jets and just guzzle the booze. I mean, you know, and you bring all your friends and have a big, you know, party on the plane. I mean, you know, it's like this hotel down in down in Sarasota that I go to every once in a while. They've got this like the 8th floor lounge, right? And they give you free food and free booze. It's like $400 a night. Some stupid amount of money. I never would do that. And I told them, I said, why would I do that? I said, number one, the food's marginal and I don't drink. So, you know, well, very rarely. And I said, I'm not going to do something like that. It's kind of like, why would you get on a private jet at taxpayers' expenses and bring on a big party on there so you can everybody gets drunk?
Well, because she doesn't have to pay for it. It's always easier to get somebody else's money.
I guess that was rhetorical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, yeah, so now we've got her. The ugly, stupid, sick woman saying that you shouldn't call the guy who killed this wonderful girl up in Augusta an illegal because he's undocumented. Well, you know, here's your newsflash, Nancy, in case you get a moment of clarity and they stoke you up on some type of drug so you can actually think and actually see things. He's also, you know, a criminal. He's illegally here.
He crossed the border. Felony warrant.
Yeah, felony warrants. I mean, what's wrong with you? I mean, why can't you just shut your mouth? Put a zipper on or
something. Well, you got to remember, though, this goes back to even way more than what anybody's even addressing, to the fact of what they're doing is they're trying to rewrite the vocabulary of the American population. The head of the DHS came out the other day and he said that he put a memo out that they're not allowed to call them in DHS illegal aliens. They have to call them non-citizens. That's what he said flat out. You have to refer to them as non-citizens now. What they're doing is they're trying to restructure.
George Orwell.
Exactly. They're trying to restructure the mindset and the vocabulary and the ideology of the general population to believe this is okay. These people are just non-citizens. There's nothing wrong with them here. They've only got felony warrants out while they're killing American citizens. But it's fine. It's not their fault they're doing this because they don't know the laws here, but it's for your safety and protection. Well, you got to remember that.
I found a new word today. Tinvo woot. I kind of had to look it up. And it says, there's no voting our way out of this. And, you know, I thought, well, that's kind of negative. And I thought, well, here's the deal. Are they really going to let Trump win this election? You say, well, what difference will it make? Well, at least we don't have to look at Biden anymore. At least it won't be an embarrassment to the entire known world.
He is an embarrassment.
But then again, one talk show host came out and said, well, what will happen? Trump's going to win. But the election is going to cause such fury in the Democrats and these communists and socialists that run the country that they're going to start rioting and carrying on like a bunch of babies before he gets into power. Like, in other words, a couple of months between after he wins in November and then he gets into power in January, they're going to go berserk.
We're ready to rock and roll, bro.
And I thought, well, we've been there already.
Been there already. We know what's going to happen. We know how to handle it.
We saw what happened with Black Lives Matter and all the rest of this stuff. I mean, and you know, the crazy part about this is that, you know, I'm going to come out and just say this so I can make sure I get everybody just really ticked off this morning. Hey, you know what? White lives matter, too. and, you know, Hispanic lives matter, and German lives really matter, and everybody's lives really matter, including the British and everybody else. I mean, what
Native American lives Native matter. American this life. I mean, the whole concept of what they did, though, you got to remember the whole thing with Black Lives Matter, and I cover this in detail. And
Satanism. Yeah.
Wait, no, it was all run from the top down as far as money laundering.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars that they ran through that. That's they true. Couldn't account for a ton of the cash. The whole thing was
buying
funded.
Mobile mansions.
Yes, it's insane stuff. And then what's crazy about it is you had to have the stones from some of the sheriffs that actually put a stop to it. I remember down here in Polk County when they had their big protest over in Lakeland, and it escalated to Memorial, and got caught up with that in traffic.
I was in it, yeah.
And all of a sudden, Lakeland PD and their infinite – I'm not going to pick on Lakeland PD.
They're idiots. I'll say
I'm just not going to pick on them. They already have a hard enough time.
Squad car. These people are awful.
But so Lakeland PD couldn't handle it because they didn't want to offend anybody while they stopped the road.
I'm the one who called 911.
Jumping on cars, jumping on roofs. It went viral. Polk County Sheriff's Department, who I'm very good friends with, one of my buddies who's SWAT team leader.
Love Polk County Sheriff.
They showed up, my buddy's SWAT team leader. They showed up in their MRAPs. They showed up with tear gas. They said, you are going to disperse immediately. You cannot jump on people's cars. You cannot block traffic. People have a right to travel freely, unmolested on the way. They said, little megaphone, you are now going to disperse and get out of the road. If you guys want to go do this in your own apartment and tear up your own home, feel free to do so. But get out of the road. We're not leaving. We're Black Lives Matter. And they said, okay. 40-millimeter tear gas. Boom, 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 boom. You guys are going to leave now.
You got a load-ready
jug. They dispersed it in like 10 minutes, and they shut it down immediately. Everybody realized, this isn't going to be fun. And I remember there was one of the incidents that happened. I remember when he told me about it, and they were standing there. All the sheriff's department is very calm, casual. They're not running around beating people. They're standing there saying, you're going to leave. And one of the Black Lives Matter guys got one of those big old beer bottles and threw it, and it hit one of the MRAPs and broke everywhere. SWAT kind of looks at the MRAP, they kind of look at him, boom, 40-millimeter tear gas right in the chest. Guy falls on the ground screaming and yelling, gets up and runs. They said, okay, throw bottles at us, throw rocks at us. We're deploying tear gas. Get out of the road. You can't sit in the middle of the road and start beating people's cars. It's not okay. And you guys know me. I'm not a fan of, you know, a overreaching police state. But what I am a fan of is rule of law and respecting other people's property and other people's time and ability to travel freely on their way. And nobody has a right to stand in the middle of the road and start blocking traffic because you're in the mood to try to prove a point that doesn't exist. So again, this is why it's really important to know who your sheriff is.
No, we were on 92, Sharon and I, this is years ago, and we were driving down the highway, and all of a sudden we look up ahead and there's these riders in the road, you know, and they're blocking traffic. And I'm in a pickup truck. I'm in a, you know, 2500, you know, Silverado, Chevrolet, apple pie, hot dogs, America, you're right. We're driving down the road. So the only lane that's moving is the turn lane. So I get in the turn lane because I was going to just go straight in the turn lane. I figured, where are the police? And we got stuck through like multiple red lights. Finally, I said, what the heck, man? So I called 911. They put me over to Lakeland. I'm the one who did all this, right? I'm probably one of many who did it. And they said, well, we've already dispersed that. I said, are you guys like blind? I said, there's 1,000 people standing in the road. And they said, no, there's not. And I said, yeah, there is. And so I went ahead and called the sheriff's department up. I said, what the heck? And they said, we'll take care of it. And they did. I mean, so we wormed our way through the thing. And I think to myself, what the heck? Then we stopped again. And they really got aggressive running around the truck. And Sharon's videotaping this stuff, right? And all of a sudden, you hear me loading the Glocks. You hear the slides pull back. I'm double checking.
Chamber check.
Oh, I'm doing chamber checks on multiple weapons in the car. And she says, what are you doing? And I said, this ain't happening. Not with me today. We ain't going to get ourselves beat up and raped and everything else. I said, it's not going to happen. And I said, these guys are like out of control.
Well, and to clarify this, in the state of Florida, you have stand your ground. If you're in a vehicle and you are boxed in, meaning you can't move your vehicle.
It's true.
You have the right to defend yourself with deadly force. If somebody tries to do you great bodily harm, meaning they break your window and try to drag you out of the car, you don't have to sit there and be a victim in Florida. Now, other states, it's completely different. So I'm not giving you any type of laws or rules in other states, but I'm saying in the state of Florida, they've made this abundantly clear. You don't have a right to break into somebody's car and drag them out of the car. If you do that, expect to get shot in the face, as that has happened numerous times.
I saw this comedian the other day, and I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to kind of say what he said. Because my workout partner's, you know, a black NFL former player. I mean, he's a good friend of mine, probably one of my best friends. And so I've got, okay, now I'm going to say something that's going to offend everybody. I don't care anymore. I've got a lot of white friends. I have a lot of black friends. I've got a lot of Hispanic friends. Okay? I've got some Muslim friends. So when I say I've got some friends that are black or that are white or whatever, I'm not being racist. I'm just making a statement. I'm so sick of this. You can't say anything for fear of being, oh, he's a racist. He said he has a black friend. Okay, wait a minute. It's okay. So we're going to do some jokes real quick. We're going to kind of monetize this a little bit as far as Health Masters and B Complex and this show and everything else. But here's the thing. You look at it this way. You know, look at these tranny women. This is funny. It was a joke this guy did. I don't know his name. You got these tranny women entering against women in sports. And all of a sudden he goes, by the way, he goes, I really want all women's sports to be taken over by trannies. And the women are going to go berserk and say, well, that's not fair. He goes, they run faster, they jump faster, they're quicker than we are, they're better athletes. Well, he starts joking. He goes, well, that happened with the black athletes when they were let into professional football and baseball, which is something they should have been done a long time ago, and they were. I'm glad they did that. They're superior in many cases as far as running and jumping. So he says, that way at least the women will know what the white people felt like. That's a joke. I just thought I'd mention that. And here's why I just did that. I want to make this so we can talk about this stuff without being labeled something weird. I mean, this is stupid. It's like having Black Miss America contest. If we had a white Miss America contest, what would happen with that? I mean, all hell would break loose. So this whole thing, and what they've done is they've taken races now, and they're pitting us against each other. Well, you said this, and you said that, and you said this, and you said that. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. If I was black, I'd be super proud I was black. Hispanic, same way. White, same way. I don't care. Why does this have to be an issue? We don't know what color Adam and Eve were. Whoa, did I say? Yeah, we don't know. And plus, on top of that, God made all of us in his image. And so why in the world do we get all wrapped up in this stuff and allow them to provoke us and poke us like this? It's ridiculous. Just joke about stuff. Van and I, my workout partner, we joke about everything all the time. It's the craziest thing. I mean,
it's psychological warfare. It's what it's designed to do. It's designed to break everybody in small, small, small segments so there is no unity. That's why they've done so much to try to break down the aspect of being pro-nationalist as far as America, because they don't want everybody, black, white, Hispanic, Native American, everybody being pro-American. They want everybody to be, well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. If you're a pro-American nationalist, well, you're a MAGA, neo-Nazi, racist, skinhead, grandma killer.
Van was a defensive back for Cleveland Browns and for Buffalo. Guy's a phenomenal athlete. I remember when he's 50 years old, he jumped on the pull-up bar. We didn't even do pull-ups in the gym, right, because it's too hard on the shoulders. And I remember he jumped on the pull-up bar and did 25 reps in one set, 50 years of age. I thought, my gosh, what a phenomenal athlete. I wasn't going, I can't believe he did that. I was happy. I'm like, wow, I can't believe he did that. It's amazing, you know. So don't get yourself all wrapped up in that kind of stuff, because, number one, it's just race baiting. It's what they've done to us for the past 60, 70 years to divide us against each other. That's what they've done. And see, and this is the other problem that I've got with these illegals coming in, these illegal criminals coming into the United States. They're not Americans. They weren't raised with red, white, and blue, Austin. They don't even speak English. It's not baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And for you Ford fans, I had a 6-liter one time to like to throw flames out the back tailpipe. I kind of stopped buying Fords, but they did fix that. I will admit that. What was that? What engine was that, Austin?
That was the 6.4-liter twin turbo that they came out with in 2008. The
last one I ever bought.
That was a fiasco of a motor. They fixed it, though. The 6.7 is a strong motor now, though.
It is. So I like Fords, you know, and I like Chevrolet. But, yeah, I like pickup trucks. I mean, does that make me a bad guy? I don't know. But, anyhow, so what's the next story, Austin? We got to get off this stuff.
No, it's funny with that. Speaking of other news and extreme stupidity that never seems to stop now, Boeing, again, top of the list.
Boeing again.
Boeing 777 loses their front gear, crushes cars in San Francisco parking lot after takeoff.
Yeah. That's a big gear on a 777.
Big gear. I mean, completely rips through like two cars, rips through a barrier fence. I was looking at the videos.
How did he land it?
I don't know. It was the back landing gear. It was part of the back landing gear. So I guess he managed to, they had an emergency landing, and they managed to land safely. This, I don't know what's going on with Boeing.
I'm about
bro.
To start flying Airbus.
No, this is kind of getting a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, because this is to a point now where it's like, okay, United Airlines, what the heck's going on, guys? You got doors falling off. You got landing gear falling off. You got engines lighting on fire. You know, I know the perfect solution to this. We know what the persecution is.
Hire more gays.
No, not even that. No.
Hire more trannies.
Yes. We need more transgenders fixing the planes and working on the planes. That will fix the problem. Also, too, in other news, speaking of reasons why you shouldn't be stupid and you should really take care of yourself and make sure you're prepped, there's a big issue going on now as far as what I saw an article here, and it was discussing the fact that Europe is now doing – I pulled it up here. Europe is doing a full-blown wargaming on a food crisis. This is an article that came from Zero Hedge. This is interesting here. And this is why I tell people to make sure you're stocked up on at least some basic supplies and food. It says the governments of the entire European Union will now begin a wargaming which will simulate and foresee a global food crisis. Now, kind of like how they did in 2019 where they did Event 201. It was funded by Bill Gates, going into detail how there was going to be a massive virus that came out of China and expanded all over the entire world. Remember that? Event 201? Nobody bothers to talk about that back 3 months before COVID started. Yeah, the European Union is doing a full wargaming now. They said the conference held in Brussels envisions a 2024 to 2025 food shortage in Europe. Over 2 days in central Brussels, over 60 European Union and government officials, food security experts, industrial representatives, on the line, all these individuals said they wargamed a full-blown food crisis and expected a level of chaos that was unprecedented and confusion at times and not enough information. They went on to go into detail here about harvest failures, fertilizer crisis, unrest in the streets, angry targets and corporations as far as being targeted, and palm oil exports being cut. That's an interesting one as well. And so essentially they said that the idea is to shift towards healthier options and away from meat. Now you know the whole point of this. You aren't allowed to eat meat. You need to eat bugs, peasant, because that's the cheap alternative is you make sure you eat your little bugs every day and you eat your soy protein every day and you'll be happy and you won't even know you're happy because that's what they tell you to be. But again, this is why I bring back the detail. We've carried the organic food buckets for years at the office. I've used them multiple times. We've got the meat buckets at the office. If you don't want to buy them from us, that's perfectly fine. I'm not going to beg you to get some food for your family, but get something. Have some backup storage on something. We have some really good prices. They taste really good. They're really clean. You actually feel good when you eat them. But if it's something that's out of your budget, you need something else, at least have some backups. When you start seeing wargaming and European unions discussing a food crisis in the future, we already know what they're trying to do as far as over in Europe with reducing the farming, with preventing people from being the livestock. We just saw it happen in Texas, the massive area that they feed a lot of these cattle over in Texas. Over 5,000 cattle died. All these facilities got burned up somehow all the way to dust. I mean, how do you have metal buildings out in the middle of fields that turn to dust and powder? There's not a single stitch of anything left of the building. It's just gone. It's vaporized. I don't know. That's opinion on that.
Molecular disassociation, according to Dr. Judy Wood.
Directed energy weapons are real. That's not a joke. Those aren't something that are conspiracy theory. Those have been around for a very long time. And now on top of that, if we didn't have enough of a migrant process problem happening, Haiti now, if you guys have seen this, has gone to a full-blown violent meltdown with gangs that are running around using apparently U.S. weapons and U.S. drones. Not sure how they got a hold of those down in Haiti. They also broke into a prison and released 4,000 violent criminals. Haiti's in a full-blown meltdown right now. There's been articles, I'm not even going to some of the detail, them talking about some of these gang leaders eating people after they kill them. That's what's going on down in Haiti. And now I've heard reports now that a lot of the humanitarian efforts they're saying is we need to bring all the Haitians to Florida because, well, you know, it's for your safety and protection. They need help over there. Apparently they don't have enough people to kill, and I'm not being sarcastic. They're running out of people to kill down there. And my condolences to families that are caught up in the middle of this. That's a horrible situation to be in. But at the end of the day, we don't need a lot of that up here as far as these groups. A lot of Haiti is steeped in Satanism. I had a buddy of mine that worked down in law enforcement down in South Florida years ago, and he said one of the most violent criminals that they've been dealing with down in South Florida, down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, are the Haitians. And again, I'm not picking on people from Haiti. If you're from Haiti, that's fantastic, especially if you're a law-abiding citizen. But there is an enormous amount of voodoo and Satanism down there and a lot of violent crime. And when you start bringing people that are used to macheting individuals and then eating them afterwards, and you try to put them into a first world country, into a civilized society, it doesn't work. the bad company corrupts good character and it continues to get worse. They don't suddenly decide, hey, you know what? We should probably should stop macheting people and eating them. It's probably not the best thing to do in Florida. We just need to just kind of start being normal, acting appropriate for 2024. They don't think like that. So again, something to be aware of. And this, again, in my opinion, what exactly we're starting to see now with the influx of individuals that are coming here that are criminals, and they're going to start causing a lot of problems, as we've already seen. This is why it's important to make sure you are strong, you are mentally safe, and you are also taking care of your family and staying up to date on any of your training activity and having situational awareness. Because if it is to be, it's up to us. We're not getting out of this situation with a vote anymore. Like Dad said, they get Trump in office, fantastic. I won't have to look at Biden wander around the stage anymore and mumble himself. But at the end of the day, it's not going to stop what's happening right now and what's already been occurring in the last couple of years with this massive immigration that's been intentionally done to wreck the economy with clouded pivot strategy we've talked about so many times. If you don't understand what that is, look it up online. Even Wikipedia covers it in detail, and it goes into great detail on the strategy of overwhelming the economic system and economic welfare system and then essentially breaking it down so everybody goes on this essentially this standard income, basic universal income aspect, and everybody's essentially dependent on the state. So be aware of that, hedge against it, keep yourself safe and strong, Dad. What do you think?
Well, it's just basically pure communism with Cloward and Piven is.
Yeah.
If that's 100%. Exactly what it is. And yeah, when we see what's going on as far as in the real world, and we start to understand that these people are put into positions of power for a reason and to do what they're doing to destroy the United States. The only good president that I've seen that I can really remember in my entire lifetime was Ronald Reagan in the very beginning when he was running for office. He was a phenomenal orator. He hated communism. And I'll never forget this, Austin. I never told you the story. They were interviewing him one time on TV before he took office. And we had what's called the Iranian hostage crisis. They had taken a bunch of American citizens in Iran. They had basically kidnapped them and were holding them for hostage, ran for ransom. And he was about to get into office. He had been won. He was a duly elected president. And he's playing golf. And they asked him, he was standing in the back of his limousine or car, whatever he was in. And he said, they asked him, what are you going to do about the Iranian hostage crisis? And he picked up his golf clubs. God, I love that guy. And he threw him in the trunk. Flung him hard and said, barbarians, I'll never negotiate with barbarians. I'll take care of this soon as I get in office. And it's like the day he gets in the office, these guys get released the hostages.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
But then within a couple of months, they shot him.
Yeah.
And they tried to kill him. And then, of course, George H., the basically CIA boy, took control of the White House for 8 years and then another 4 years after that. And they kept Reagan drugged up. So, it was kind of sad that this actually happened. But the election process is very, very, very one-sided in the United States and in all these Western countries, pretty much globally now, because it's controlled through the international banking cartels, through the synagogue of Satan, whatever you want to call them, Kabbalist Luciferian network. And that's who runs the whole show. That's who owns the media, that who owns the pharmaceutical companies. It's like we talked about yesterday. They're not going to promote healthy eating. They want you to eat bugs. They're not going to promote you to eat healthy foods.
They're not producing healthy supplements.
No,
already know that.
They know that. They're not. And then yet we have America, because of the high fructose corn syrup, et cetera, and massive problems with obesity. And now Oprah Winfrey, which I really don't even like talking about because she's so stinking liberal, she's now doing an Ozempic TV special after Weight Watchers controversy, being on the board of directors promoting the product. And it's a very personal topic for her. Now, and don't get me wrong, Oprah Winfrey has said a few things in her life that I agree with. Very few, like less than probably 3%. The problem with her is that she was put in a position of power by the powers that be that we just mentioned, who wanted her to have the ability to have a giant voice. They actually, one of her people, producer people, actually contacted me years ago when she was still on mainstream TV, and they wanted me on her show, and I declined. They wanted me to come in and basically debate a bunch of allopathic physicians. It was like 5-1 against me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to be. Because back then, we didn't have the internet. I didn't have any books in the bookstore. They wouldn't let me use an 800 number. It was going to be a waste of my time. And I didn't want to do it, period. But the problem with her is that, she's promoting every liberal cause there is out there. And many people think she has I'm not going to go there. There's a reason she may not be married, let me put it that way, to a guy. So I may say that. And so the problem with all of this stuff is that she's promoting the mainstream agenda. But here's, again, she's pushing the Ozempic thing because a lot of people are losing weights with that. And again, our Berberine Plus is a phenomenal product, and it really helps to stabilize blood sugar. And I had to be careful with it. I was taking like one every meal. I had to back off. I was losing weight too fast. So I thought, wow, this stuff is amazing. And see, if you stabilize blood sugar and insulin levels, insulin is a storage hormone. We need to understand that. If you really want, that's why diabetics have a problem when they inject insulin with gaining weight and getting body fat. And when you start losing weight or you start hemorrhaging weight and basically you start fasting and doing other things that you shouldn't do unless you're really, really sick and only under supervision, what happens? You start losing lean muscle mass. And for every pound of muscle you lose, you lower your body metabolism by about 50 calories a day. But it does more than that. There's insulin receptors in the muscles. And when you lose those muscle cells, you start losing those insulin receptors. So the insulin stays really, really high, especially if you're eating high fructose corn syrup, because the body doesn't know what to do with that stuff, and it raises the insulin up. So you end up with what's called Syndrome X. You have elevated insulin but high blood sugar. So the body's constantly using the insulin to store the blood sugar as fat. And you start gaining weight. And what that Ozempic does, and I'm not promoting it because it's got all kinds of horrible side effects, is it stabilizes the insulin production, allowing your body to burn the fat. If you do the Berberine Plus, in my opinion, this is my opinion, and you just eat a low glycemic carbohydrate diet, in other words, you don't eat pasta, rice, potatoes, all that kind of stuff on an ongoing basis, stay away from dairy products and cheese and bread, and just eat like vegetables and chicken, and then use the Berberine Plus, you better hang on to your pants because they're going to be falling off pretty quick. You're going to lose so much weight. And so that's the thing. You don't have to take all kinds of injectable drugs in order to do this. You just got to change your lifestyle. And then that people are always asking me, well, how do you stay so lean? Because I'm pretty cut up still. And it's because I just eat clean. But you got to be very, very, very careful when you go out and when you eat to make sure that you don't get things that are like, farm-raised fish. That kind of stuff's kind of yucky for you. You got to make sure that you try to eat organic as much as you possibly can. But the organic food prices have gone through the roof. It's ridiculous how expensive that stuff is now. And you have to be careful. So if you're going to cut back on a few things, especially for your kids, let me give you some suggestions. If you're going to use dairy, get raw certified, it has to be state certified dairy products, and make sure they don't have a bunch of hormones pumped into the supply of the food that they're in, like the cows or where they're producing milk, like bovine growth hormone or all these other things make them produce more milk. Make sure that it's organic. They're really, really important. And the thing about it is, I also talked about this the other day, stay away from ultra-pasteurized products. They're dead. They're devoid. They don't have to be refrigerated. They last for extended periods of time in the box and even out of the box. Avoid ultra-pasteurized everything. Stay with the organic butter. And just avoid all the junk. Avoid soy products. It's really important for your kids as far as from a sexual maturation standpoint because soy is basically an estrogen compound. Avoid all of that stuff and stay really healthy. Now, they ask you a question. One of our listeners wrote a really interesting question, and I want you to cover it real quick. I could cover it too because I did the same thing, but I'm not current with it like you are. How do you raise healthy children, Austin, and how do you raise them with homeschool? Just give me a brief synopsis on how you do it. Because remember, we had a question come in on that.
Yeah, we did. We had a question come in on Instagram about it, and I appreciate it. And that's another part of what Team Health Masters we're trying to do is I want to have a direct conversation, basically, essentially a direct connection with our customers and listeners, team_healthmasters at Instagram. The emails that we have at the website and the emails you send to Ted and me and stuff like that, we get deluged with emails. And we try to respond to them a lot, but a lot of times we're responding and we're quick responding to them. Instagram, I kind of want to be more of a, like I said, more of a community where people want to engage with us. We want to answer questions. We want to help people out because really this is what we've done this for. This is the reason why we're doing this show. I mean, we don't have to do a show. We do this because we want to do it. And I want to help people out.
But wait. But I do enjoy talking about Nancy Pelosi. I do enjoy that. I like the transgender joke.
And I love all the content ATF gives me that I can make fun of them about it because those guys are clowns. I talked to Lana about it this morning. I'd like to have a whole subsection I could do as far as if people are really that interested in homeschooling and diet and so forth, because I don't have any notes on that. This is just going to be off the cuff what I do on a regular basis when it comes to the homeschool co-op. When it comes to the food and the aspect of it, is the thing that I learned a long time ago is I don't negotiate with a six-year-old. I'm a 35-year-old.
You are a lot bigger than they are.
I'm paying for everything. I'm supporting everything. This isn't a negotiation. We're not in a car deal. We're not going back and forth. Now, granted, I don't discount the fact, and there's a time and a place sometimes that I encourage Hunter to negotiate on certain things. I like that. He's got him a pressure washer for Christmas. That's what he wanted for Christmas. Now he pressure washes. We negotiate on certain prices. Well, I want to pressure wash the sidewalk. Okay, Hunter, what do you think is a fair price for pressure wash the sidewalk? I don't know. Maybe $10. I'm like, yeah, perfect. So I negotiate with him on it. But when it comes to certain things with food, there's certain topics you just don't negotiate on. If your kids at 9 o'clock at night before they go to bed say, we want ice cream. It's Tuesday night. You have school in the morning. The answer is no. No, I'm not catering in. You don't need ice cream. There's nothing beneficial about eating a bunch of sugar and dairy before you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. We want ice cream. Answer's no. I'm not going to repeat myself again. You don't know what happens if I repeat myself, and I'm not a happy camper when I have to repeat myself. Yes, sir. Done. The thing that too many people have gone in this situation now in this generation is they want to be friends with their 8 and 9 year old kids.
That's right.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having that camaraderie with your kids and wrestling with them and chasing them and building forts. I do all the time with Hunter, play around airsoft stuff or dart stuff. That's great. That's part of being a dad. It's part of being a family. But too many times now, everybody's so concerned. Well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. If I tell them no, they can't have ice cream at 9 o'clock at night. Well, they're going to feel defeated. They're going to have their feelings hurt. No, they're not. They're 6 years old. They don't need to eat ice cream at 6 o'clock at night. There's nothing about it that's beneficial to them. You've got to start taking the concept of what is the absolute best for my children and put that at the forefront role, not what is the thing that my child wants to have right now that's probably the least beneficial for them. Those two concepts are completely different from one another. Now, there's certain things if your children want to have something on a special occasion, it's also about balancing it out. You don't want to have such a strict, rigid lifestyle your entire life.
Consistency.
All of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, my child's never had a gram of sugar in the past 5 years. All of a sudden they get around their friends and they shove candy down their throat. The thing that I found about my kids is that they've literally come back from church before that because the way I've handled a lot of this, they'll come back and say, hey, Dad, they gave us this giant – I remember they were at church one time a while back ago, and they got this giant, giant sucker lollipop. I think this big around. I'm not joking. And I looked at the ingredient list, and the whole thing's just rainbow colors. I mean, it's every single food coloring under the sun you could have. And they gave it to him at church for it was like a Christmas gift. And they said, hey, can we eat this? And I said, let me look at it first real quick, guys. And I looked at the back of it. And, of course, it said, you know, how much it had like 30 grams of sugar per serving. And I'm like, there's no way this thing has 30 grams of sugar. Oh, well, I looked at it. Six servings, 180 grams of sugar plus all the food coloring, all high fructose corn syrup. And I looked at him and said, Hunter, do you see all these food colorings on the back right here? Red 40, blue 2, yellow, green, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yes, sir. And I said, this stuff can make you really sick. I said, quite frankly, you're probably going to have a bellyache because you don't eat a lot of this stuff because it's really bad for you. This stuff's probably going to make both of y'all sick if you eat it. He goes, really? I said, yeah, not an exaggeration. I'm not lying to you. If you eat this, you're not going to feel good. And he goes, oh. He goes, well, I really want it. I said, okay, how about this? How about we go to Publix, and I'll let you pick out whatever organic ice cream you want for yourself, or you can have this lollipop. He goes, I can pick out any ice cream I want. I said, anyone's organic? Your choice. And he goes, oh, I'm picking the ice cream. I said, okay. And so we went to Publix, got him ice cream. He enjoyed it. It was one of the small ones. He basically, him and Kendall, she had another one, and then they ate it later on that, I think, another afternoon at a time where they could actually go outside. That was a long time ago. Anytime you're dealing with sugar or junk food, make sure it's like in the afternoon after they eat some protein and after they eat a meal. Don't do it at night before they go to bed. That's another aspect of being able to maintain continuity with some type of behavior, is making sure your children eat their proper foods before they eat any type of junk food on a rare occasion. Meaning if it's noon, they don't eat a half pint of ice cream by itself. They eat, you know, whether we got, you know, roast with beef as far as with green beans and vegetables, whatever it is, they eat all their meals first. And they get that discipline of eating your meal, then they can have that. And so there's just a few things like that, and Hunter loved it. And so now it's funny. Anytime they get some massive thing of candy, they come up to me and go, hey, Dad, this has food colored in it. I don't want to eat this. What can we swap it out for? I said, okay, now we're talking about what I'm dealing with and negotiation. But as far as the certain things are a no, they're a no. Just the way they are. And when you start having that continual, like Dad said, consistency, that's one of the biggest things that I cannot strive any further, is consistency and discipline. The road to success, the road to goals, is never easy. You've got to push. If it was easy, everybody would have it. Everybody would have those things because it would be an easy road. Like I talked about before, if 100 people go on a road and there's a bar of gold at the end, if it was really easy to get the bar of gold, 100 people get to it, the bar of gold split 100 different ways, it's worthless. Nobody values that road they went down. Nobody values anything you did because everybody could do it. It's not easy to stay in shape all the time. It's not easy to stay super strong and mentally acute all the time. It means you have to constantly exhibit discipline and maintain that with your family and with your kids. And you have to lead by example. You can't sit there and be 400 pounds eating a giant tub of ice cream every night before bed, unbelievably sick, constantly at the doctor's office, and expect your children to turn out any other way. Or hurt some feelings with that. But your children aren't just going to suddenly go a different route you're going because they've watched you do stupid things your whole life when it comes to your diet, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to doctors, when it comes to prescriptions, and you suddenly think the child is going to do something different. you're going to get the results out of your children, the same results that you exhibit and you put in your own life. Am I saying everybody's perfect? Absolutely not. I'm not painting any halo over my head. There's a lot of things that I've done that have not been a good example. But I can tell you one thing. It's about consistency and doing the best you can with what you have. And that is what's so key about it, especially in this time and age. Going back to screen time, that was also in the question, screen time and digital aspects of it. We're very specific about it. I don't have active iPads in the house at all, period. I don't use an iPad. I use laptops. Lenny's laptops. We all use laptops for work. We do have TVs that have internet connection to them. However, they do have restrictions on them. I do not have any cable. I do not have any internet connections to any TV in any of the kids' rooms that are not supervised. Those are only in open rooms. Any TVs they have in the room are DVD only. They do not have open access to internet. I did that very specifically when I built my house because I did not want anybody hacking into a TV or getting through anything on a TV and pulling up internet on a television in a bedroom and having access to open internet for a 6, 7, 8, 10-year-old. That's very key. Don't have that, in my opinion. Don't have unfettered internet access on TVs without supervision, like in general open rooms, like a living room or a movie room or something like that. Secondly, you have to use, if they are using screen time and they are using iPads, if that's a route you're going to go, which it's not something I have gotten into yet, nor am I going to, you have to make sure it's limited as a tool, not a crutch. If they're doing something, you say, hey, you got your homework to get done. You guys need to go outside and play. You need to get your chores done. You need to go sweep the back porch. You need to go pressure wash the front, whatever it may be. Get all the things done, and then you say, hey, you guys can play an hour on some game on your iPad if that's what you want to do with it, or a video game as they get older. But do not ever allow them to determine how long they can use screen time for, because I promise you it will be an unfettered amount of time. They will not stop. I have watched children in certain houses before sit on digital platforms for literally 8 and 9 hours a day while I've been over there for different parties or various events or over friends' houses, and they will sit there on an iPad or sit on a television all day long. Children do not have a balance when it comes to certain things. It's all or nothing with them. And if you give them unfettered access to make decisions on electronic devices, the dopamine trigger that they get from these devices is so great right now, it will become so addictive to them that they will have a meltdown whenever you take it away from them. So use it as a tool, not a crutch. Again, you're not negotiating with your children as far as, well, they want to do this, and I'm going to give in to them. Negotiate, if you're going to do it, on a platform to where you know each outcome, any outcome they do is going to be a better outcome than just an open platform, and allow them to make their own decisions as they get older. Say, hey, this is what you want. Do you want to do this? You want to do this. But also, too, make sure you control the setting, especially the younger age. Now, when they get older, it is what it is. You know, when they start turning teenagers and late adults, at that point, they're already starting to solidify who they are. But at this young age right now, I can tell you right now, firsthand experience, I have watched some children in this age group become such total mummies that they're so dumbed down on social media that they're honestly stupid. And it's sad to see it, because these children used to be really smart when I saw them grow up, and they keep getting dumber the more I see them and the older they get, because all they do, they're turning into idiots. That's my stance. Yeah. I'll try to get some more comments. That was just off the cuff.
Well, and one more thing, you know, they were asking about how you get these kids into homeschool, or how do you avoid the vaccines and the vaccinations. A lot of it depends on your state. If you're in a state that doesn't allow you to send them into a public school system, you know, without being vaccinated, you're going to have to homeschool them, or you have to move.
Yeah,
that's it.
Or you can a lot of states have religious exemptions.
They have religious exemptions now. And one more thing I want to say, and this is a funny story. I'll tell you the story real quick. I was over at Austin's house a few months ago, and they had some of these organic, I guess, for better life, so you'll know what they were, like peppermint patties. And the kids were not eating lunch or dinner. And the two kids, the little Snickers, had gone through an entire bag, like 50 of these peppermint patties.
They're for Christmas is what we got them for.
These organic things, like in a day. They didn't want to have lunch. They didn't want to have dinner. They didn't have anything. And then Lana's so good, you know, she goes, did you guys eat all the peppermint patties? The kids were so truthful. They go, yes. Oh, okay. But they don't get punished. Okay, when a kid tells you the truth, don't punish them.
Yeah, that's a fact. Say,
and so the next day they came over to me, and I said, did you guys really eat all those peppermint patties? And they go, yeah, we did. Oh, but it was great. And I'm like, yeah, don't do that again. Oh, we know now. We know. I said, okay. And I thought to myself, so when you buy junk food, healthy food, whatever that's supposed to mean, right, just keep it out of the reach of the kids, because they're going to want to eat it. Keep it someplace where they don't know.
And better yet, don't bring a lot of it in the house. I've said this many times before, and every time I break my own rule on this, it always goes sideways. If you don't want to have it in the house and you don't want everybody to eat it, don't bring it home. Go somewhere and get it, or get a small amount and delegate it for what you're going to use it for. Because invariably every time, it's that somebody ends up finding it, whether it's me, whether it's the kids, whether it's somebody, and then you want to eat it. You're hungry at night, and you try not to eat junk food, and then you find it, and you break it.
And the other thing, too, is remember, consistent effort over a long period of time gives consistent results, and it's constant. You know, you don't let them do whatever they want to do and be unbelievably rude to you all
perfection
the time.
Perfection doesn't ever happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
But consistency can.
But the consistency. And then people are always saying, well, how do you do it? I tell them just over and over. If you say you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Just be a man and woman of your word. And what's funny about this is that people say, well, how can you raise kids pretty good? I say, I'm pretty good up to about the age of 12. And they say, what happens after 12? And I'm like, who knows? They turn into teenagers. They get their hormones. And at that time, you put enough seed into them as far as good seed that you hope and pray that
in church,
you hope and pray that they make the right choices. And if they don't, they don't. You say, well, what do you do if they don't? You don't do anything. There's not much you can do. Once a kid's 14, 15, 16 years old, like Austin said, they're making choices. They're basically acting like little mini adults. When they start driving cars around when they're 16, it's all you're trying to do is mitigate the damage is all you're trying to do and try to avoid it. I know my daughters, it's like every time I turned around, they were hitting something else with the first car they had. Luckily, I bought them an old car. And I thought to myself, this is just nuts. Did you have to run into that post? Did you really have to hit that barrel? Did you have to do that? I mean, what the heck? I've fixed this car 5 times in the last 2 years. Oh, we're sorry. And I'm like, just slow down and be more careful. But taking the car away and doing all these crazy things, it may be effective for a little period of time, but then you got to turn into the human taxi again. You got to drive them everywhere. So just be very, very careful. Take your time. And like Austin said, keep them mature. By the way, interesting story. The death of America is written on their hearts. Now, this is kind of a morbid topic, but I'm going to cover it. There isn't anyone in his right mind or her mind who wishes to see Joe Biden remain in office after 2024. That's a fact. Even most Democrats. And for the majority of conservatives and independents, we have all been horrified over the unfolding of one of the most lawless, tyrannical administrations in U.S. history. Americans across the country, by and large, view the days of the Biden regime as the most divisive, contentious, and dangerous times of our lives, traumatic times that have the people at one another's throats. And every cogent thinking individual understands that America is being destroyed by the Democratic Communist parties by design. I'll even remember that Barack Obama said before Biden got elected, I call him O'Biden on purpose, is that you really don't want Joe Biden as president, and now we all know why. Joe Biden's gang of Marxist thieves don't give 2 cents for American lives or how our people can survive under his burgeoning, heavy-handed, tyrannical, destructive, anti-American policies like open borders, and every man-jack among us has witnessed from the first day that he has set his damned ignorant butt down in the Oval Office. That's what they're saying. I said something besides butt. Whether we speak of border security, energy, employment, or the economy, we are inundated with the lies and prepared lies backed by the manufactured data that always paints a perfect picture and tells us to ignore our own lying eyes. That's right out of George Orwell. That's what they're doing right now. And now they're doing employee statistics, labor statistics, and all that. Don't believe any of that stuff. It's all lies in most cases. You know, we've got regional banks now that are in really big trouble because of commercial real estate loans.
Big trouble.
And so we've got all the stuff happening. We've got unemployment through the roof. Why is unemployment through the roof? Because we have 10 million extra people that we have to feed and trying to get jobs in the United States that have been brought in under the Biden administration. Illegal criminals is what they are. And yet here we are trying to give them all jobs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Austin.
Well, no, I've told you guys for the last couple of weeks, because one of my buddies who's really big in the markets, he has told me, because you guys know March 11th is coming up on Monday. That's when the emergency lending fund from the Federal Reserve is going to expire. That's what got a lot of these banks out of their hole after the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. You're about to start seeing a whole bunch of banks collapse over the next couple of weeks. I'm telling you right now, maybe a couple of weeks, couple of months. Be aware of that as far as what market you're in. Be careful on it. Be careful of the real estate market. You know, there's probably going to be a great buying opportunity over the next year as far as for buying up some real estate that goes into default. I wouldn't get into commercial. Again, I'm not giving you any financial advice, but the housing market's going to recorrect for a while. It's going to come back down. There's an article here that's talking about how Palm Springs house sold for $1.3 million at the beginning of 2023. Now it's being listed for $625 in Palm Springs, literally half of what it sold for a little bit over a year ago. The housing market was massively inflated, and people are realizing now with these interest rates, especially when they realize 7-9% mortgages on these huge amounts isn't sustainable. So again, just be aware of it. Understand what's about to start happening. The market's going to get very, very strange. And remember, March 11th is also when the Department of Labor's new ruling kicks in, when businesses they have to determine whether or not somebody is could be an actual employee or if they're a 1099 contractor. You're about to see a lot of people not have jobs now, this March 11th ruling, because these businesses are realizing they don't want to get fined. So they're going to hire these people or offer them jobs, or they're going to say, we can no longer use you as a contractor. They have to start paying all these fines and fees. These are things that nobody's talking about in the market. So again, not spooking anybody, not fear-mongering. All I'm telling you is be aware of it and know it's happening and make sure you're using wisdom on it. Also, too, spinning off what Dad said earlier, he was talking about blood sugar. Since we're on this topic today, I wanted to cover this very quickly. There's a new article that came out, and it said cinnamon is found to reduce blood sugar levels in obesity and diabetic patients. They said cinnamon has been used for generations for foods and drinks, but when taken in a daily measured dose, it also aids in blood glucose control. Now, this isn't anything new because we've talked about it before. This study conducted at the University of California in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that administration of daily cinnamon resulted in improved glucose levels in adults with prediabetes and that were diabetic and who were overweight or obese. They did a 10-week period study with 18 participants who had both overweight or obese body mass index and medical diagnosis of prediabetes. And it goes into detail how they basically split them up. They gave them 4 grams of cinnamon extract, and they gave them basically, and the other group got maltodextrin. And the group that got the cinnamon extract had a marked decrease in their overall blood sugar and maintained blood sugar even while they were actually eating what was called beige foods, which were carbohydrate foods or higher glycemic foods. So the cinnamon extract was still even able to help maintain healthier blood sugar in obese people that were pre-diabetic while they were eating these foods compared to the maltodextrin group, the placebo group, that their blood sugar was off the chart. This is why I put together the kit, the blood sugar and body fat burning stack, that's on the website right now for 10% off. That's super simple. It's the cinnamon extract and it's the berberine ultimate that Dad just talked about, because the cinnamon extract has 200 milligrams of our 10 to 1 aquaceous cinnamon extract along with chromium, green tea, alpha lipoic acid, a lot of nutrients that really maintain blood sugar, while the berberine does the same and helps burn body fat. These two formulas, zero stimulants. There's no caffeine in them. You're not going to get jittery if you're sensitive to that, anything like that. These are products you can take with a good daily healthy meal, and you'll be shocked on how much better you feel, and your energy will go through the roof naturally because you're going to maintain healthier blood sugar throughout the day when you're eating meals, especially if you're eating lower glycemic meals. Because one of the issues that people run into, and this is a bad circular effect, and I've watched it happen, people eat junk first thing in the morning. They crash because of all the carbohydrates. Then they got to drink more coffee to put more caffeine to stimulate more adrenaline so they have more energy. Then by lunchtime, they're dragging again, and they go eat another meal. Blood sugar spikes. Then it crashes. Then they got to drink a 5-hour energy or a Red Bull or a Monster, which are horrible for you. I don't ever recommend those. Then all of a sudden, they come back again. At 3 or 4 o'clock, they're crashing again. Then they come home. Then they eat a really high glycemic dinner. By the time it's 6, 7 o'clock at night, they've been on this up and down spurt all day long. Their blood sugar's all over the place. Their body fat storage is through the roof. Their energy's in the floor. They don't have enough energy to hang out with their spouse or their friends or their family or their kids. All they want to do is sleep and lay on the couch. And then what happens is your body keeps craving more sugar to try to get the blood glucose back up and also to get more dopamine trigger. So then what do you want to eat? More junk food, more cravings. One of the most effective things that the cinnamon extract does, not only is maintaining blood sugar, is it helps to regulate appetite control with the chromium. It helps preventing you from having such cravings where you want to go eat a gallon of ice cream after dinner because your blood sugar is more maintained. Because remember, it's all connected to the same thing that's maintaining blood sugar. That's why we put together that kit with the blood sugar, body fat burning stack, cinnamon extract with berberine. It's under $100 for both of those. And you can look at the ingredients. I test you to go look at my ingredients with my dihydroberberine and my cinnamon extract and actually compare them to anything else on the market for the same price. You will not find anything on the market for cheaper than what I have with these ingredients. And they work. You don't like them? You really don't feel like they work that well? Send them back and I'll give you a full money back guarantee. We guarantee you that. You know how many returns I've gotten on berberine? Zero. Zero. I've not had a single return on berberine. We've carried that product, the dihydroberberine, for almost a year and a half now, and I've not had a single return on it. That's how effective it is, because it's a very, very hard compound to get with the dihydroberberines. It's 5 times more available bioactively and absorbable than regular berberine. It's not regular berberine. It's dihydroberberine. Look it up. Do your research on it. Be sure to check it out if you're trying to get in shape for the summer, burn body fat, get more energy, keep blood glucose levels safe and healthy, maintain and prevent diabetes and other issues. That's a super simple stack that works great. But I want to cover that with a new cinnamon research that came out again, Dad.
You have maintain healthy blood sugar.
Yeah.
And what happens is this. When you get up in the morning, your blood sugar is low because you haven't eaten. It's called break fast. breakfast. And so you basically, you eat food. If you eat high glycemic food, your blood sugar spikes real high. And then you basically release insulin, dumps the sugar back down. And then all of a sudden you feel horrible. So you drink your coffee. That kicks in the adrenal glands, which tell the liver to release more glucose. Boom, sugar's back up again. Well, then the pancreas says, oh, my gosh, look what happened. The sugar's way up again. Boom, more insulin back down. And pretty soon it's a cycle. And so you feel good, feel bad, feel good, feel bad all day long. Until finally your pancreas goes, what the heck? And now it's just high insulin all of the time. That's Syndrome X.
Yep.
The precursor to adult onset diabetes is what it is, because the body can't utilize the insulin any longer and it stays high. And that causes the massive weight gain. And that's why people take these drugs now to lose the weight, because it lowers the insulin level. So if you can have healthy blood sugar, and that's all we're saying here, is these supplements aren't going to be some kind of panacea here whatsoever. They're going to help maintain healthy blood sugar. That's it. That's the only claim we're making. They help maintain healthy blood sugar. And that's what
they will burn burning fat too.
That, when you learn how to maintain healthy blood sugar, you burn fat. Now, what real quick thing, and I love this last sentence on this last paragraph on this article I was reading. The useful idiots and the media whores who have spent the past 8 years supporting the Democrats, communist, anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-white, all woke agenda are currently being laid off by the thousands because they're not productive, by the way, in most cases. And we talked about that yesterday. And the small-minded, bribe-taking, corrupt politicians who mandated the useless COVID vaccine and vilified those of us to think for ourselves are now frequently being injured by the jab, along with their family members. Surely they didn't really believe that betraying America would bring them some kind of special privilege. Hold on, folks, because karma, or God's judgment, is going to be a biatch, his writing, when it finally comes around. I will go further, and I suggest if you support Biden and the many lies he currently pushes, you're exactly what is wrong with this country. He's right. You are a weak, immoral person who is far too willing to stand on the backs of the producers and take what you want, even though you've done nothing to deserve of the recompense or reward, either that or you're just playing too stupid to know better, or both. Really, really good article. I'm going to post it. It was posted on the Burning platform. And it's, again, the article's name is The Death of America is Written on Their Hearts by Justin Smith. And it's an excellent article. And he's very direct and very to the point. I like this guy. He's a good author. But the reality is this. You keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For he is the answer. He is the finisher. And he is the perfecter of our faith. Because we can't get out of this mess by voting. But we can get out of this mess through Jesus. That's the key. We've got to do everything we possibly can to prevent that rebuilding of that third temple. And for you guys who want to have the tribulation because you want to get raptured, get a life. Figure that out on your own. This is a problem. We don't want to rebuild the third temple and have the Antichrist come walking out and declare himself God. We have to stand with Jesus. We don't need sacrifice in temples any longer, because we have Christ who sacrificed once and for all of eternity as an omnipresent being for us. Think about that for a second, what he did for you and me. Think about that. He loves you. Austin, what do you think? Close it up.
You're absolutely right about it. Again, that's why we really appreciate everyone getting the truth out there on a regular basis with this show. I really do appreciate it. I get a lot of emails, and now we're doing with the team _healthmasters to Instagram. Like I said, go on there, like us, follow us, put a comment down on one of the posts we have, give us a review. We'll send you a coupon code on that. Really want to start building a community with Health Masters. I get a lot of people that are emailing me, and I know a lot of people that are contacting us that are requesting this. So again, thank you for hanging around with like-minded individuals and getting the truth out there with us on this show. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Be sure to check the complex if you want to check it out for this weekend. Have a fantastic weekend. Talk to you again next week.
Absolutely love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.